it was the last 55 minutes. I've been thinking about it all week, and I can't get it out of my head. It was the last 55 minutes. If I'd only known, if I'd only known, what would I have done differently? It was Monday night, and I was watching TV downstairs just before midnight when I checked my watch. It's a Fitbit watch. I noticed that there were just a few more minutes left before midnight. And I also couldn't help but notice that I was just about 125 steps away from reaching my step goal for Monday. Oh, just 125 steps. Do I want to let the day go by without hitting my step goal when it's so close? No. I jump up and run upstairs to the living room where there's plenty of room, and I set out circling through the kitchen to the living room and then back again. I glance at my watch. All good. I'm closer. I make another circle and check again. Something's wrong. What's wrong? My Fitbit shows 27 steps. Oh, it's past midnight. Now it's Tuesday. I failed to hit my goal. It's too late. I can't go back in time and make it right. I'll just have to live without hitting my step goal. I make my way back downstairs and sit next to my dad. He's in a hospital bed. He's very sick. I listen to his breathing. He's resting comfortably, so I return my attention to a show on TV. I find it interesting, though my eyelids are heavy. I've been up, sitting with Dad, trying to stay awake and making sure he's comfortable. I glance at my watch every so many minutes and then back to the program on TV. A few minutes before 1 a.m., I notice Dad's breathing has changed noticeably, and I call out for the family to come. They encircle him. A moment later, he passes from this earth to the next realm, the joyous spiritual life hereafter, full of family and joy and peace. The next few hours here on earth, for us, however, are a blur of emotions, from rejoicing to sorrow, and from laughter to tears. But later, my mind goes back to midnight. I can't help but think of those last 55 minutes of Dad's life. I had been sitting right there, oblivious to the last few moments of a well-lived life by a man well-loved and who loved well. I think about his mom and dad, my grandmother and grandfather, obviously present at his birth as I am present at his death. It turns out they had birthed him over 50 million minutes earlier. He was their first child, and I'm sure there had to be much love and happiness and celebration at that time. If you count up the minutes from March 30, 1927, you'll get the sum total of 50,285,880 minutes, taking you to the exact minute I found myself upstairs when it turned midnight. Oh my, I hadn't realized at that time that I only had 55 minutes left with the man known as my dad. For my entire 67 years of existence, he had been with me, always supporting me and teaching me and loving me. I had no idea. I feel guilty for squandering my time, his last 55 minutes. Should I have been celebrating him? Instead, telling him some of my favorite memories with him, crying? Should I have been holding his hand, talking to him, or thanking him for being the best father in the whole wide world? For he was. I didn't know. I didn't know. 55 minutes came and went. I don't have a point. Yes, I do. Call your dad. Go see him. Tell him you love him. And he's the greatest dad. Because you never know when his last 55 minutes will be up. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.